Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from SeaTac to Europe, including year-round direct flights to Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt offers both modern skyscrapers and classicist museums on the River Main, as well as shopping, restaurants, and cultural sites. More at condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
This is Northwest News on KNKX. On previous episodes of our travel segment Going Places, we've talked about visiting Cuba, Russia, and North Korea. Those are three countries that have varying levels of tension with the United States, and travelers often wonder if they're doing the right thing by visiting. 88.5's Ed Ronco put that question to our travel expert, Matthew Brumley. He says, absolutely.
I remember when I was in Cuba, enjoying being there, really feeling like I was getting a rich experience, but also worrying, also feeling a little bit guilty. Am I using too many resources that should be used for the population? Are my tourism dollars propping up a regime that's hostile to the United States? What are your feelings on going to places like Cuba, like North Korea, maybe even Zimbabwe with Robert Mugabe in power? This is some challenging territory here.
It is. Actually, it's a great question and one that we get a lot of. And I will typically ask the locals their feelings about this subject as well. I mean, and everyone says the same thing. By visiting these countries, you are supporting, more importantly, you're supporting families. People that are, you know, in charge of these regimes, they're going to be having their filet mignon and having their fine glass of Chianti or cognac or whatever they want every single night, no matter what happens politically or economically within countries like North Korea or Zimbabwe or Cuba. There's a lot going on and a lot of complexity there.
You have a lot of experience with this. I mean, beyond even your own travel experiences, you've spent some time in the Soviet Union in the 1980s, the former Soviet Union.
Right.
Now.
It was the first time I had an epiphany like, oh, you know, everything that I have been spoon-fed my whole life, it just the narrative just doesn't stick here. You know, I'd always heard, you know, the Soviets were terrible people. I kind of went into the Soviet Union thinking, you know, that it was going to be less than friendly. I met these great Russians, hung out with Russians my age, shared a couple glasses of vodka with them. You know, and that's happened to me in East Germany before the wall came down. It happened to me. It's the same experience I've had in Zimbabwe, in Cuba. What I love about it is that I'm constantly surprised by people and I'm constantly challenged.
What are my responsibilities?
Well, you're their news source. First of all, if you're going to North Korea, and we've heard on Going Places, Martin Clementa from the Czech Republic, who brings Americans to North Korea, is that you are their news source. You are their only outlet in a place like that to the world. So you have a huge responsibility, I think, to you know, to try to be as honest as you can.
I am certainly learning a lot about what I'm seeing, what I'm taking in, what I'm not being allowed to see. That's also something I'm learning. Do I have a responsibility to share that knowledge when I get home?
Oh, yes. I mean, I you know, I'll sit around the dinner table with friends, family, or be in a local restaurant, and I'll hear people saying things about Zimbabwe or Cuba or North Korea or Iran or something. And I know for a fact, because I was there in many cases, that it is absolutely not true. The other thing is that you learn quickly by traveling to these places, as the world is not nearly as scary as you would think. I mean, once you hunker down and tune into, you know, the 24-hour news cycle, then, you know, you're just pretty much, you can just live in fear.
Is there a larger good here? Am I making any difference in the world by going and learning about Cuba?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with the thousands, millions of people traveling worldwide, look at the amount of people coming to our city. You know, I mean, if they come home with a different perspective and they all tell five people, oh, you know, all the information you're getting about the states right now, it's not all true, you know, and it goes both ways.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions, and he joins us to talk about places around the world and the value of visiting them. We're going to link to some of the earlier segments we've done on travel to places like Cuba, like North Korea, on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.